We are learning Maseches Gittin Daf Mem Tesem Aveis, and we are starting four lines from the top. Ravina Omar. We had the first shot in our Mishnah that says that you pay idiots with it. Taking the Olam was that we really be holding Rav Shmuel, but the Nizik Shamina. But taking the Olam, we say the Mazik has to pay from his own idiots. Therefore, deterring someone from being Mazik, because he has to pay his own idiots, he won't be Mazik so fast. Ravina Omar, Lo'ilam Mastisim Rav Kivihi. Our Mishnah could be going according to Rav Kiva, holds with the Mazik Shaminon. Domma the Rice Mazik Shaminon. And what's the Shabbat Tikkun Olam? That is the time of the Krah. V'Rav Shimoni, the Darish time of the Krah. It's going according to Rav Shimon, always all of a Shas, Darshan's time of the Krah. The classic example is, it says in the Pasuk that you can't be take a Mashkin, it says in the Pasuk, Loisachbo Beger Amana, you can't take a Mashkin from Amana. And Rav Shimon says, you know what the reason is? Because since she's poor, and you have to give back the beged every day, and people are going to see someone hanging around the Amana, they're going to be choshed her that she's being mezana. So therefore, we said you can't. The Torah said you can't take a mashkin. Zokter Rav Shimon Fiza, if she's an asher, then you could take a mashkin from Amana. So it means he's darshes time with the crow in order to make dinim. So here also he darshes time with the crow. Matam kama matam nizikin. Why does Ezekiel Shomalam Be'idius of the Mazik play Tikkun Olam? Because of Tikkun Olam. The Tanya, Amar Rav Shimon, the truth is, the Gemara says, we'll speak out soon, but Matam Ezekiel Shomalam Be'idius Bechlal. Why do they play Idius? Because Tikkun Olam, we don't want people damaging. The Tanya, Amar Rav Shimon, play Ma'amar and Ezekiel Shomalam Be'idius, play Gazlonim, play Chamsonim. Gazlonim and Chamsonim are one of the Chav Dalad of Ezekiel and Baba Kamad of Dalad on base. So a gazlonim and chamsonim, a gazlon someone steals something, and a chamsim forces someone to sell it to him. So the reason why we said you should pay from idiots is because these gazlonim and chamsonim, why should I steal? It's not worth it. Why am I forcing someone to sell something to me? If it's ruined, if I eat it already, then bezdin comes to me and will go down to my nechasim and take away. Take my nice sada. Therefore, we said Ezekiel Shomalim Be'idius. That's why we said Ezekiel Shomalim Be'idius. Now, Tosfos speaks out that any time we have a time with the Krah, it's because it's a Nafka Mina. Like we just spoke out about Amana, Nafka Mina is if the Amana is an Asher, can you take a Mashkin from her? So the top Tosfos speaks out, Loi Pligi Elehecha De'ikin Afkusa. Rav Shimon only argues the top Tosfos only when there's an Afkusa. Could go in Gabi Choyvel Begat Amana, Gabi Liyar Beli Noshim. That to me it seems like Tosfos is saying is that how did we know that by the mazik shaminon? Because we know the time of the krah. Since it's a deterrent, so therefore it makes sense that we're talking about the mazik's idiots and not the nizik's idiots. That means the Gemara before, which is the Gemara's own das, the Gemara learned that the drasha was from Heich the Mishalim. But here we're going to Rav Shimon, we're saying that Rav Shimon learns that the reason why you mazik shaminon is because the time of the Krah. That's what we know, Mazik Shaminan. And what the Gemara's Teretz is, right now, the Gemara's saying is, our Mishnah is going according to Rav Shimon, who is a Talmud of Rav Akiva, like Rashi speaks out, he's a Talmud of Rav Akiva. So he's going with Rav Akiva's Shita, Mazik Shaminan. And the reason is, Tikkun Olam. And the Braisa goes further, explaining that really, the Din Bainness by Baal Chayv, and the Din Zaburis by Ksubas Ishus also, there's a reason for it. Let's see, Vayit in the Gemara. Prima Omru Baal Chayv Bainness. Why does a Baal Chayv collect bainis? It means a Baal Chayv collects his loan from a Shabbatim, from the properties of the loiva, he collects bainis. Kedei, shlayira odom l'chaver sodanah, because let's say he sees his friend has a very beautiful property, v'dira no, beautiful house, v'yoymar, and he sees the guy's a little tight, he says, you know what, I'll lend the money, I know there's no way he's going to pay for it, and you know what, I'm going to end up with his beautiful house. V'yoymar, ekpoitz l'avenu, kedei shekvenu b'chayvi. You don't want people saying that. Therefore, we said Bachayv only collects bainis, not idiots. Elamiyatehiv is worse. If that's the case, why don't we just make a takana, or why don't the Torah just say that you collect from Zaburis? Imkain, ata neil dels ve'lovin. So that won't be good, because then it'd be neil dels ve'lovin. It would cause people to stop lending money. So therefore, that we set an in between level, that this is a pasha darabon and digadin. That there's an in-between level that you get bainis. You get bainis. So it was Ishav is a burius. So Shimon's explaining the Torah's meitav, the reason is why, because we wanted to deter a mazik from being mazik. And we said that the time of the krah is teaching us that it was being mazik shamina. Then we have Bachayv. Why does Bachayv get bainis? And this is already the Rabbanan de Gesvara Pashtus. B'achoyev Gesbeinis, so a person should not, if he got idiots, then what happened is, then someone would try to lend money to the guy who doesn't have money to get it, collect his idiots. So therefore we said he gets bainis. I let him get zeburis. Teres says, then no one's want to lend money, therefore he gets bainis. Ksuba Zishav is zeburis. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda, it's machlekes. Rabbi Meir, I'm bainis. Ksuba Zishav is machlekes. I learned in our Mishnah that Ksuba Zishav is zeburis. Rabbi Meir says, it's bainis. So what's the Shaila? So the Rambam of Shimon, Pema Omru Ksuba Zishav is zeburis. Why, in fear of Rabbi Yehuda, does a Isha get zeburis when she collects her ksuba? Which means like this. The pasht always is zeburis. There's no reason to up it to bainis. Why? Because the maisa, Isha wants to get married anyway. She's happy even with zeburis. Will not stop her from getting married because Isha wants to get married more than the ish. Like Tav Meisadu, Meisav Armalu, there's a cloud that Isha wants companionship more than a man. Dova Acha. Isha yaitzer l'ritzayna. Isha yaitzer l'ritzayna v'shl'ritzayna. You can force a Isha with a get, say if she likes it or doesn't like it. V'ish, ain't a metzila l'ritzayna. Ish, you can't force to give a get. He has to give a get l'ritzayna. So, my davacha, what does the guy do with zeburis? What does this svar have to do with zeburis? The first svar of zeburis was because the Isha is, she's happy with little. She's happy with zeburis. It's good enough for her. What's the second svar? What svar is that? My davacha. So the Gemara, Fi Rashi, that was saying something else. V'chi teima, which Rashi says means that we are milsa achriti kama, v'loi taima l'zburisu. It's a different thing. V'chi teima, ki heichad chi mapik la iu, tekinu l'urbanu ksuba minei. Just like when he gives a get, we force them to give a ksuba, ki nafki iu, naim l'zak l'urbanu ksuba minei. Maybe when she picks a fight, and she demands a divorce, maybe she should give a ksuba. Same way we made him give a ksuba, because we don't want the marriage to fall apart, maybe make it a little bit of a deterrent. Why don't we say that she also should give a ksuba in a case where she wants out, she should give a ksuba. Tashema, isha yaitzer etzayna, v'shlo etzayna, v'isha yaitzer etzayna, v'isha yaitzer etzayna. That's what the Braisa says. No, that a isha can't give a get, that you have to have the husband's permission. So if the husband really didn't want to give a get, he'll wait, he won't give the get. So therefore, it's all up. If he's giving get right now, it means he wants it. And therefore, there's no chi of ksuba that way, because it's all in his hands, he's in control, and therefore, there's no din ksuba that way. So if he rashi, it's a milsa achrita. If you look at Tosfos, different masav chi teima, Tosfos brings down Peres v'kunturis, the second top Tosfos. Peres v'kunturis from the milsa achrita kama, v'loi taima l'ziburisu. But that's what that Rashi says. But Zok Taisis, the Nerla Fire is Toch Kamar. Dloy Tema, Karchach Timer, the Yerish Mashish Rez leaves a little lesser, the Cheshina Lechina, like the Nerla Ksuba. He says, the Gemara is offering a question. Oh, you don't care about the Isha doesn't care so much. Look, the Isha doesn't have to pay Ksuba. We feel bad for the Isha. We don't make her pay Ksuba when she demands a get. So it looks like we do care. The Isha is a little bit sensitive and makbid over here. So that Taisa says, no, the reason is because she has no control over that. That's why she doesn't give a ksuba. But not because she's not sensitive to this. Of course, that's not the pshat. Because it's not pshat because we don't want to hurt her. That's why we don't make her give a ksuba. The reason why she doesn't give a ksuba is because she has no control of it. That's the Gemara. So it's huh? It does have to do with zeburis. Because we said, this, why does she get zeburis? Because she's mistapik b'mu'it. That's because zeburis. Frank Tais, if it doesn't look like it, if she's mistapik mu'ut, why don't we make her give a ksuba also? Teretz is, no, there's a different reason why we make her give a ksuba. It's not a kasha on the mistapik mu'ut svar. Basically, it'll be a kasha on the svar why we give zeburis, and that way we say it's not true. Ksuba zishu v'zeburis. We're going further with this halacha. It says in our Mishnah, ksuba zishu v'zeburis. So, pashas you learn that when the isha collects the ksuba from her husband, she collects from zeburis. That's what she collects from. Zakta Gemara, Omma Zutra, Braid Rav Nachman, Loy Amaron El Miyasmi. That only means when the husband dies and the ksuba is being collected from the assignment, you get zeburis. Ava Minedi, Devi Bainis. But from him himself, you collect Bainis. Frank Gemara, what are you talking about? Miyasme, if it's going from the assignment, Mayer ksuba zisha, I feel a kol milinami. It says in our Mishnah, in the form of the Yisrael, we have burus. It says in our Mishnah that when you collect from Yisrael, you always collect from Zeburis. That means even in Ezekin or Baal Chayv collect from Zeburis. So what's Ksuba Zeburis? Everyone's Zeburis is from Yisrael. It must be Ksuba Zeburis means from the husband himself. he only collects zeburus. El alav minay, even from him he collects zeburus. Loilam is miyasme. And ksubas isha srichle. They need a special chiz. Zatam mina mashemchina kilo rabbanon gaba. That because of chayin, we would be makel the rabbanon gaba. Kamashlo, no. Which means we want to give her, Rashi says, it's going to be hard for men to find shidduchim. So maybe then you would give her bainus. Kamas v'lon, no. Kamas v'lon, that you don't, that at least by yisayimim, you get zeburis. So the parallel is, isn't this like not a steer to the Gemara before? It says over here, chen, that the anashim should find chen, but anashim may marry. We just finished saying the opposite svara, that the lady wants to get married anyway. So what's going on over here? Tosis asks his kasha. And Tosis says dim pshat in the word chen. That was Rashi pshat in chen. If you look at Tosis of Maskel Meshum Chino, Tosis at the end of Tosis, Menira Kapirish Berechanana, La Pirish, Meshum Chino, Shiva Kol Kaifsev Lele Sienna. If I cared, it's hard for her to get a shidduch. So maybe you would give her bainis, so therefore, now when she wants to get remarried, she'll have more money. That would be the Havamina that she collects from the Yisayim bainis. Kamashon only collects the Zeburis. Let's just repeat over what went on here. Vajutra told us that when the Mishnah says about the Beksubas Yishuv Zeburis, it does not mean from the husband. The husband doesn't get bainis. It means from the Yisayim. Frank the Gemara Kasha, Yisayim, all Yisayim pay only Zeburis. So what's that Beksubas Yishuv? When you have a Havamina, Beksubas Yishuv gets more than a regular guy from Yisayim. Why? Because Chayim. So rational means chayin is because you want her to want to get married in the first place. Tosfos has a kasha on that. Therefore, Tosfos says it means that you would think because you want to help her get remarried, and therefore you give her bainis. What? Tosfos kasha is, it sounds like chayin rashi means is that we want ladies to want to get married. Before we said that she's happy with Zeburis because she's tavlemes dumais varmelu. She just wants companionship. So it's as far as the opposite over here. So as he's saying, let's go on the next thing. So the more about Omar Rava, another cash on my zotra. Omar Rava, Toshima, Rameya Oime Ksubit Isha Bainis. Rameya says in the same mist over here, Ksubit Isha Bainis. Mema, let me ask me less than Rameya hold the Tanan, ain't it from Nefsa Samuel and Zaburis? He doesn't hold this idea that when you collect from Samuel, you only collect from Zaburis. El Alav, Mino, it means from him. Machlal, the Rabbonon Savri, so you see, Klav, Mahim, you collect Bainis. Machlal, the one who argues on Rameya, Machlal, the Rabbonon Savri is Buris. He only pays the burus. So it's a kasha mazutra. Loyal me ask me. Tum am yisoyimim. Ah, yisoyimim, you get bainis? Yeah. Shanik ksubas isha b'shem chino. Rav Meir takes a svar l'maisa. That because of chayin, the ksubas isha tax takes more than a b'achayiv and a zikim when it comes to yisoyimim. Takes more than that. She takes from bainis because of chayin. So far, we didn't actually log up mazutra. We had a teretz of everything. Oma abaya. Let's try to bring it all right. It says in our Mishnah, Toshima and Azikan Shomu Idias, Ubachayu Bainis, Susu is Buris. Now remember, according to my Zutra, we're talking here from Yisayim. Meman, Ilam Yasmi, my ear your Ksubas Isha, Phil Kalanami. So why is the Azikan getting Idias and Bachayu getting Bainis? Elav, me no, we're talking about from him. And from him it says, Ksubas Isha is Buris, Bama Shapala. So first Zariah, not like Ramah Zutra. Because here it's saying, this is the Seder, Nezikin gets Idias, Bachay gets Bainis, Isha gets Zaburis. We're talking about not from Yisayim, we're talking about from him. And so it says, Isha gets Zaburis. What are you going to do now? Amrav Acha Bayakov, I'm going to tell you all, I kimta. Hakamai Eskinon, Konchinasa Orev Leniske Benoi, he became an Orev. Which means, we have here a person, it didn't have to be a father, it could be anyone who's an Orev to his son. That's the case here. It happened to be his son. But the case of our Mishnah and the Zikin, they take Idias and the Valchayv takes Bainis and Exusus takes Buris, is talking about collecting from an Arif. That means a person or a father so told his son, I am responsible for any of your payments, for your Nezikin payments, for your Valchayv payments, for your Exusus payments. So the halacha is like this. Leniske b'noi, Valchayv b'noi, Exusus b'kalasai. V'haikidine v'haikidine. Nezikin u'bachoyv d'mechayim gavi iu nami k'mechayim agvi. Bachoyv and nezikin, which you could collect from the son, mechayim. So then, when you go to the father, you collect, nezikin gets idias, and machayim gets bainis. Ksubas isha, which is usually the l'acha misa gavya, u'l'acha misa v'man gav miyasmei, Iu nami, we go to Arav also, ki magbi l'acha misa magbi. That means we go to the Arav to collect these payments, so then you collect like the usual way the payment is collected. Nezikin is usually collected from the guy when he's alive. The same thing when it comes to Vachoy, when a guy's alive. Therefore, you go to Arev, you go to the co-signer, you collect his idias by Nezikin, you collect his benis by Vachoy. But Ksuv is usually, when is it usually collected from someone? Usually after he dies, which is from Yisoyim, which is Zeburit. Therefore, when the Arev is Makabal, Arev is on that, it's just Zeburit. That's all it is. So our Mishnah is talking about the case of Arev. By Yisoyim, everything is Zeburit. By the guy himself, you pay Bainus, according to Rabbi Azotra. The case of our Mishnah is from the Arev. And the Arev, you go bust to a case that's Ragel. So the Zikr Vachayv, which is Ragel, when you're alive, you get Idias and Bainus. Mashenkin, Ksuba is usually after Misa, which is usually from Yisoyim, therefore you get Zeburis for that. That's the Pshat. So it says, Ksuba is usually Lacha Misa, Gavi, Lacha Misa, Man Gavi, Miyasmi, you now make him Magvi, Lacha Misa, Magvi. Right, the Gemara Kasha, Agav, you tell me Pshat is Arev. So Gemara is going to a little bit discussion of Arev now for a few lines. So you tell me now, this guy became a co-signer for his son's Chiyuvim. The Tepik Lay, why don't you have a Kasha on this Pshat? Why? The Arev de Ksuba of Mishtabed. We'll see in the Gemara later on, as we go along, that the Arev of Ksuba is not Mishtabed. A regular co-signer, the reason why there's a Shibud is, he tells, we'll give a case of a bank. He tells the bank, this guy needs money for a house. Give him money, I'll take responsibility. So since you are telling him to give money, that alone becomes a shibud. Because someone is losing money because of me. The bank is giving out money because of me. That makes me a shibud. By a ksuba, no one's losing money. The ish is not giving money to the husband, and now the husband's owing it back. What? On a zikin?
Yeah.
On a zikin also, he did damages also. So he might see money for someone. He's mighty one of them. I'm saying, I'm responsible for your damages. So if you damage, I'm responsible for it. So Zikin. Okay, it's a good cash on the Zakin. The more has better cash on Ksuba. But the Zakin, at least there, you might see money. It was also Arav is once one by Allah. I didn't finish saying why the Ksuba was better. First of all, Ksuba, he wasn't mighty money. And number two is, it's a mitzvah to get married. And therefore, it's very possible he's just saying this because he wants the guy to get married. So you know what? I'm responsible. He wants it to get married. It's a mitzvah what he's doing. Therefore, there's no Mishtab this really. It doesn't really mean Mishtab his money for this. The table with the Arav Ksuba Lev Mishtabed. But the Gemara B'Kablin. It's Arav Kablin. Arav Kablin is a stronger Hischaivis. Arav Kablin is someone who says, you come to me first. And Rashi explains how you are Arav Kablin over here. So Rashi's case was that actually the husband put aside Metaltalim for the Isha. And he gave it to the Isha and told the Isha, this thing is, this money is for your Ksuba. And the Arav said, tell the Isha, no, give it back to my son and I'll be responsible. So here, by this case, a little bit of a schayv is here because he told him to give the money back. So that's what we're talking about. Kablin. That's good. According to Mandi Yom holds that an Arav Kablin that works even though the loiva has no nechasim. That means there's another factor when it comes to a guy being mishabed himself. The tzad, he's only mishabed himself if the loiva has money. If the loiva has no money, the Arav is not going to mishabed himself. He doesn't want to be 100% responsible. He really wants the loiva to pay, and if he pays first, he'll go back to the loiva to collect. He wants the loiva to have some money. But if b'shas da'avon, loiva doesn't have a penny, there's no chance he's being mishabed himself. So honi chamandi yama kablin afikav the less than a chassi loiva mishabed chaper. It's good. Amandi yama is the mishabed less than the mishabed ma'iklim emar, which means like this. Rashi explains. We're assuming over here that with this guy becoming Arav, the loiva has no money. Like Rashi says, Ma'ik Leima, Havadi less than a chosim loisa aben. Do you have a chosim loyoy parim in Arav? You wouldn't go for the Arav, you go for him first. So obviously, if you're coming to collect an Arav, the guy is not a chosim. If the guy is not a chosim, so there's no shivit at all. That's where it's kashas. Machoikas, where it's if you don't that you have to have a chosim, so there's no shivit at all. That's what Rashi learns. Tysus asks, that we're going with Arav Kablin here. Arav Kablin, it's not a riot that you're not going to the guy first, to come to Arav first, but Arav Kablin ain't allowed to go to the Arav first. That's how it's Kashdur Maskal Ella. So the Rishonim, the Meiri, answers that Rashi learns that Arav Kablin Maksuba, there you don't have to come to the Arav Kablin first. You go first to the husband himself first, and since here you're going to the Arav, obviously he has no money. If he has no money, Mora's question is, L'chari, there is no Shibud. Again, we're saying there's a Mandiyama hole, there's no Shibud when the Loiva has no money. So Mora has two truths to that. The boy is saying of the Havaleva Ishtav. Right now he has no money, but he had money, Bashas, when the Arav of the Kabul is co signing, there he had money. The boy is saying, call the guy with Braish, we don't have a shade. That's what we're saying in the case of a son, and he, that by a son, you're Mashabi yourself to be Arav, even though there's no money over there. Elamai, so we're going to finish the Gemara because we're middle of a Gemara. Itma. So far we learned, we had a kasha mazutra, the heck is say that when you collect suba from the husband. It's a bane, it's the Mishnah's master, we're not talking about Yisayimim, because it says Nizik and Idiyas, Bachayim. So we said it's talking about Arev. And by Arev, you collect everyone like the Rav. And the more we went into discussion, how do you be an Arev for Ksuba? So more is going to continue that discussion, could I be an Arev for Ksuba now? Itma. Arev de Ksuba divra kol mishtavet. A regular classic cosigner on a Ksuba is no shibud whatsoever. If a guy says, you know what, I'll be responsible also now as a husband, I'll take responsibility. He's not an Arev Kablin, just says regular Arev. It's not a shibud. Top of the Amid Nurm Ralph. Kablin de Balchoiv divra kol mishtavet. If you're a Kablin, Arev Kablin, which means there's two milas there. First of all, you're a Kablin. And second of all, you are being moitzi money from the bank. Buy a regular Arev Ksuba, it's not mishtab it is, because first of all, it's a mitzvah. And second of all, there's no money being not being moitzi any money. That's why Kablin, that's why Arev of Ksuba is nothing. There's no mitzvah mamon, there's only a mitzvah. A Kablin de Bachayiv has two milas. First of all, he's a Kablin, which means he's saying is, come to me first. And number two, Chasrei Meminah Rashi says, which means you're making a bank give out money. So Kavon V'Achayit V'Akom Mishtabit, it's definitely a Shibud. You go so strong, it's definitely a Shibud. What's the Machlaikis? If there's Nechas to the Leiv or not, the Machlaikis is like this. Arev de V'Achayit, a regular classic Arev of V'Achayit, over there he's being mighty money, he's telling the bank, give money. He's not a Kavon, but he's an Arev. Give money, I'll be a co-signer. The Kavon de Ksuba, which is a Kavon, where the deer is saying that I am more responsible, I'm responsible like a Kablin, there, which means you come to me first, there is Pligi. Kablin Ksuba Pligi. Ikil Aman Diyam, as one man diyam was, Afagave Lesle Nechose Leloive Meshtabit, even though the Leloive has nothing, I'm still Meshtabit. Ikil Aman Diyam, I isle, if the Leloive has Nechose, then Meshtabit, you can assume he's Semech Das to be Meshtabit because he thinks he's going to get money. Good. Ilesle, if the Leloive has no money, Leloive Meshtabit. There's no Shibut. Vehilchasab Kulu. The law is everything, even though the loiva has no money, if an Arab decides he's being a co-signer, it's called a shibud. Bar ma'arev de ksuba. Besides the Arab de ksuba, Afgav the islay loy mishtabit. An Arab de ksuba is not going to be mishubit, even though Afgav the islay loy mishtabit. An Arab de ksuba is definitely nothing. My time, a mitzvah, it's a mitzvah, and no one's losing any money, therefore that Arav is nothing. So Arav Duxuba is nothing, but everything else is a Shibud. Arav Duxuba means not an Arav Kablin. A regular Arav Duxuba will not be enough, but Arav Kablin will be a Shibud. So Akaponim, so we're still sticking with Mazutra. Now the Gemara is going to say, I'm going to slug up Mazutra. Omar Ravina, back to the Shiloh of Bachoy, Bezburus, Obeinus. Omar Ravina. Toshima, if you go back to the Brice that we learned, Mikoro de Takontim, what does it say in the Takana? Why did the Isha get Zaburis? Yoisim Asha Isha Rachel Lisa, Isha Rachel Nase. What does it say? What was the reason why a Isha gets Zaburis? It says this because the Isha is Mustafa Mu'at, she's happy with Zaburis. That's not the reason. The reason is because he collected from Yisayman, according to Mazutra. So that alone is a steer to Mazutra. It's a brisa, so tiyufta de mazutra tiyufta. It's a first tiyufta de mazutra and avada. That's how we know, not like mazutra that a ksumas isha collects even from the husband himself by a gerushin. He collects zeburis and not she collects zeburis, not penis, not only from the yisayim, even from him himself. She collects zeburis like mazutra, and therefore we don't have to say pshan the mishta with the arev. Pshan the mishta is even from him, nezikin gets idias. Bachoy gets penis, and a ksubis issue even from himself gets zeburis.